Want to follow along with today's sermon? Now you can. Download the YouVersion Bible app, click events, and search for Crossroads Church. This app is complete with scripture, points, notes, and next steps that go along with today's sermon. No more rewinding to find the verse or point. Everything is now in the palm of your hand. Thanks for listening. Here's the message.
We're in the fifth week of the sermon series, Becoming. Everyone say Becoming. Becoming more like Christ. Becoming the person that God created us to become. Today I want to talk about something that could possibly change your lives. What if I told you by doing one thing that it could greatly change your life and change the lives of those around you? Just one simple thing, not five things, not 10 things, just one thing. How many of you would want to know what that one thing is? If I tell you what the one thing is, will you commit to doing the one thing? That's a question. If I tell you, will you do it? If your answer is yes, I want you to stand to your feet. Now for those of you that aren't standing, I want you to take your fingers and plug your ears because you can't hear this. This is a secret. Okay, are you ready? Encourage. Encourage others and encourage yourself. In a world filled with discouragement, we need encouragement. In a world filled with discouragers, we need more encouragers. There's some real encouragers in this room today. You may be seated. There's some people that I look to when I'm discouraged. There's some people that I run to when I need encouragement. But listen closely, there's also people I run from when I'm discouraged, when I need encouragement. And so should you. When they call, ignore. And so should you. Don't give an ear to their discouragement. There's people that we have to run from. In fact, I'm going to make a new voicemail that says, if this is a compliment or encouragement, leave a message. But if this is a complaint or discouragement, hang up. Call somebody else and nobody cares, dude. See, there's great power in encouragement. But there's also great power in discouragement. Power is speaking life. And I can speak life over you. I can speak life over your marriage. You can speak life over your children, over your home, over your job, over your finances, or you can speak death. Discouragement is speaking death. If you're constantly discouraging your kids, you're speaking death. If you're constantly discouraging your wife, you're speaking death over your wife. Speak encouragement. Encouragement can give you the courage to do things you don't have the courage to do. Encouragement can give me the faith to do things I don't have the faith to do. Encouragement can give you the determination to keep going and not give up when you want to give up. Speak encouragement to those around you. I believe this can be a game changer for every person in this room today. I believe this can change our lives, and I believe that God is wanting to stir something in our hearts today. The title of today's sermon is Be Encouraged. Everyone say, be encouraged. And I tagged this little sermon, Through Christ, You Can. Through Christ, You Can. Everyone say, through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. See, my hope and my prayer is that if you walked in discouraged today, you'll leave here encouraged. And if you're very, very discouraged, you'll leave here very, very encouraged. Turn to your neighbor and say, be encouraged. Now turn to someone you haven't spoken to today and say, be encouraged. And for some of you, that might be your spouse. Everyone shout, be encouraged.
Be encouraged.
See, our God is a God of encouragement. And God wants to encourage you through this message. Our God is a God of what? Discouragement? Encouragement. Encouragement. And to become like God, we have to become people of encouragement. Come on. People of encouragement. After all, that's the goal, right? To become like God. See, encouragement isn't just something God does. It's who He is. And as you and I encourage one another, we become like God. It's one of the most biblical and spiritual things we can ever do. Encouraging others. Encouragement can be a kind word. It can be a hug. It can be a text. It can be a Facebook post. It can be a call. It can be a visit. And there's someone here today that needs a kind word. There's someone here that needs a hug. There's some people here today that need to be encouraged. But see, encouragement goes far beyond nice, flattering words or gestures. True encouragement will give you the courage to keep going. Because it fills our hearts with courage and hope. When I encourage you, Tony, I give you the courage to keep going. When I encourage you, Ron, I give you the hope for tomorrow, right? And I know that seems so far from some of us, but there's some people here today that have no hope in tomorrow. There's some people here today that don't have the courage to take the next step that God is calling them to do. There's some people here that need to be encouraged. I want to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. So if you have your Bibles, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. When we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. But God, everyone say, but God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by sending Titus. Let us pray. Father, God, we come before you right now and we ask for an anointing on this word. God, I pray that you would speak to every heart, every mind, every life. God, those that came in today discouraged, Lord, those with no hope, God, those that don't know what the next step is or how to take the next step, that you would give them courage today, that you would encourage them to continue on, that you would fill their hearts with faith, with hope, and determination. God, I pray that the wife that's discouraged because of her marriage that's fallen apart, that somehow in some way through this message you'll encourage her and you'll give her hope to hang on, to wait on you. And God, for that gentleman that lost his job, show them that you're the great provider. We thank you and we honor you. In your name we pray. How many of you feel like this verse describes you today? Some of you are going and going and going and going, but there never seems to be any rest for you. And you're facing conflict on every side and every direction. You have battles on the outside and fear on the inside. How many of you have battles on the outside and fear on the inside? See, this verse describes many of us in the room today. But Paul starts off verse 6 with two powerful words. He says, but God. Everyone say, but God. Isn't it great when something negative is followed by something positive? It turns it from negative to positive, from discouraging to encouraging. I lost my job. I'm facing a divorce. But God. I'm going through a major storm here. But God. I feel like I'm losing my mind. But God. But God. But God. See, someone needs to say, but God, to your situation today. Someone needs to speak to that discouraging voice in their minds, in their hearts, and say, but God. Someone here needs to say, but God. Come on, help me preach today. But God. But God. No matter what you're facing, but God. No matter what's before you, but God. No matter what you've been going through this past week, but God. No matter what's ahead of you, Joel, but God. No matter, it's but God. He's in control. We need to shout out what we're going through on a daily basis and follow it with but God. We need to drop these two powerful words down on our situation today and say, but God. My body's aching. I'm hurting, but God is the healer. I fail, but God picked me up. I made a mistake. I messed up, but God forgave me. I got a bad doctor's report this week, but God, but God, but God, but God. No matter what, it's but God. Always and always and always, but God. Verse 6 says, but God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by sending Titus. Who encourages? God does. How does God encourage? By sending someone. See, I believe God wants to bring people into your life like Titus that will encourage you. And I believe God wants to send you like Titus to someone else, to others, to encourage them. We need a Titus in our life, and we need to be a Titus in someone else's life. Point number one, write this down. We need encouragement, and we need to be an encouragement. We need encouragement, and we need to be in encouragement. Do we really need encouragement? And how often do we really need encouragement? Think about it. Once in a lifetime? Once a year? Once a month? How about once a week? Can we survive off a yearly pat on the back? What about a monthly word of encouragement? Can our kids or our spouse survive off one kind word a week? Think about it. How needy are we? Some of us are needier than others. But we're all really, really needy. How many of you need food daily? What? You can't go without food a day? What's wrong with you? How many of you need sleep daily? Yes, you do, ma'am. Make sure you get it. Calling her out. How about coffee? It's like, give me coffee or give me death. All right? Caffeine? See, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, that we need to be encouraged daily. We need encouragement daily. Not once a year, not once a month, not once a week, but every single day of our lives. And I don't care how strong you think you are, you need to be encouraged daily. That's the Word of God. We need encouragement daily, and we need to encourage one another day in and day out. You're doing a good job. You're awesome at what you do. Encouraging one another goes a long way. Remember, it's speaking life over that person. Or it's speaking death. In order for me to stay encouraged, I need to be encouraged daily. Because the voices of discouragement are very real and very constant in my life. We need it daily. Every single day. We have a great enemy called the devil, who the Bible says comes to kill, steal, and to destroy us. And he tries and he tries and he tries daily to discourage us. Every single day. And you don't have to look hard and you don't have to look far to find discouragement, right? Sometimes it's all we see. Sometimes it's all I hear is discouragement. But yet, sometimes, many times, many days, it's so hard to find encouragement. And we look and we look and we look and we can't find it. We talk to this person, we go to that person, we can't find it. It shouldn't be that way. Especially in the body of Christ, especially in the church. If we would commit to encouraging one another daily, not only would it change someone's day, which is great, I love changing people's day, but more so, it will change someone's life. And that's what we need to be about. Changing lives. That's what the church is for. To change lives. That's what the body of Christ is here for. To change lives. That's why God sent you to change lives. To be an encouragement to people. Think about this. We have the power to change someone's life. And every single day is an opportunity. Every single day we have the opportunity to change someone's life. For the better. Are we doing that? I challenge you. In fact, I encourage you to be a daily encouragement to those around you. There's some days that we don't feel like encouraging people, right? Because we're so discouraged. Do it anyway. Even when you don't feel like it, encourage someone. You have a nice thought about me? Share it with me. Tell me. Don't swallow it. Don't forget about it. Tell the person. You like their hair? Tell them. Awesome dude, man. I don't know what they did, but it looks awesome on you. I love your outfit, girl. You look good. Tell them daily. Even if you don't believe it. Even if it's not true. Pretend. I do it all the time. Man, I love that shirt. Not. I wouldn't be caught dead in that thing. Love your hair. Not really. What in the world happened? And for those of you that I spoke to before service and I said I liked your hair and your shirt, I was completely honest with you. Encourage others. Even when we don't feel like it. Because they need it. I said they need it. Could change their day, but more so it could change their life. The area where most Christians struggle the most is in discouragement. How many of you feel like you're discouraged more than you're encouraged? It seems like more things come against you to discourage you than encourage you. Seems like you're surrounded by discouragers instead of encouragers. See, that's why it's so important to come to church. To be in a connect group. To be involved in specific ministries like women's, men, and youth ministries. These ministries are so important to our lives. They're in place to encourage us and to keep us encouraged. Day in and day out. Now I know I've been involved in so-called Bible studies or ministries at other churches that seem to be more of a gossip session than anything else, but that's not what we do at Crossroads. Our connect groups and our ministries are to encourage you and to keep you encouraged, not to gossip about you or gossip about anyone else. And if that happens, if it was to happen in a connect group at Crossroads or a ministry, we would cut it down just like that, disbar the whole thing, because we're a church to encourage, not discourage. That's what we're about, day in and day out. Life is hard enough out there. We don't need any stumbling blocks in here. If I could be completely honest with you, there are days and there are times where I'm more discouraged than I'm encouraged. There are days where I struggle with discouragement. And I know I'm not supposed to because I'm a pastor. And that makes me a super spiritual hero, right? But honestly, I probably fight discouragement more than anyone in this room. There are days that my faith is weak. There are days that doubt takes over my heart and my mind. I get discouraged when I don't see the results I want to see as fast as I want to see them. When I see an empty seat, I get discouraged. Problems in ministry can be discouraging. And yes, we have problems in ministry, especially when you deal with people. We're all imperfect people. Disagreements, hurt feelings, misunderstanding, miscommunication. And the devil just takes it and multiplies it to cause problems. That's what he's about. Why did he come? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he works day in and day out to do that, to make that happen. We can get discouraged by the workload around here, by the lack of staff, the lack of volunteers, the lack of funds, the lack of time, the lack of sleep. All the buildings and areas on campus that need to be renovated and updated can be discouraging. I could be discouraged this morning because I have a house sitting on the market for 6 months with no response. That's discouraging. There are days that I don't feel like preaching, and yes, I said that. If I preach when I felt like it, I'd probably preach 4 weekends a year. There are days where I'm too discouraged to preach. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. The Bible says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Remember that rope that was up there? You need to hold onto that rope. Unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. You know what that really says? Be encouraged. Let's skip to verse 24. I'm sorry. Let's go to verse 24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And if we go back to the verse we read earlier, once a year, right? We need to encourage each other once a year. Man, y'all are dead. Every day, do we need to go back and repeat all of that? I can do it. Are you with me? Okay, I'm going to start back over. We're in the 5th week. Come on. Let's wake up. Here we go. Verse 24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on daily toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as we see the day approaching. How many know when life gets hard, when it gets difficult, the place you need to be is usually the last place you want to be. And we allow the enemy and circumstances to drive us elsewhere. Right? The place you need encouragement, the devil will keep you away from. The people that you need to be surrounded by, the devil will keep them away from you somehow in some way through hurt, feelings, misunderstanding, or something in some way. He'll try to drive a wedge. You don't need to be at church. It's not going to help you. Look at you. You're a screw up. You've messed up too many times. But the place we need to be is where we need to run to, not run from. Run to Christ when you need Him the most. Run to Him. Point number 2. Don't let discouragement drive you to resignation. Let it drive you to determination. I said, don't let discouragement drive you to resignation. Let it drive you to determination. There's some of you here today standing at a crossroads ready to give up because of discouragement. But don't let discouragement lead you to quitting. Let it lead you to winning. See, God reminds me when I'm too discouraged to preach, when I don't feel like preaching, that I need to preach to encourage others. Because there might be someone sitting in the sanctuary today contemplating suicide. There might be someone here today ready to give up on God and walk away from God. There might be someone here today that needs to be encouraged. So I'll preach to encourage. Even when you're discouraged, encourage others. There are days where Tammy is more discouraged than encouraged. There are days where Isaac is more discouraged than encouraged. There are days, Maria, right? That you're more discouraged than encouraged. And there's days that we sit around and we contemplate and being somewhere else, doing something else, just like all of you. You fantasize, right? And I know it seems like we're so confident. We stand on this stage in confidence. We preach and we lead with confidence. But let me tell you, we're not always confident. And we're not bubbling over with encouragement day in and day out. There's days that we struggle with confidence. There's days that we struggle staying encouraged. Now, I'm not saying we walk around that way all the time. But yes, there are days where we feel like we can't handle the pressure. There are days where we contemplate throwing in the towel. There are days in all of our lives where we feel like giving up. But it's in those moments we remind ourselves of the promise of God. And we encourage ourselves. Be encouraged, Joseph, because you can handle the pressure through Christ. Be encouraged, Joseph, because through Christ you can get through this. You can do this. Be encouraged, Joseph, because through Christ you can walk in encouragement even when you're surrounded by discouragement. Be encouraged, Joseph. And let me remind you, devil, we're not going anywhere. We've got a purpose to fulfill. You ain't stopping this. Nothing you can do. Be encouraged. You can do this. See, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves because we can't always count on someone else to encourage us. We can't always count on a text, a hug, a Facebook post, or a visit, or a call. We can't always count on a kind word from someone else. We have to learn to encourage ourselves day in and day out. That means some days you might have to text yourself. You can do this. And read it over and over and over. That means some days you might have to hug yourself. Pat yourself on the back. And that might sound weird, but we have to learn to encourage ourselves. That's a part of being a mature Christian. You have to encourage yourself. I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate the encouragement. But there's days I have to look myself in the mirror and encourage myself. Be encouraged, Joseph, because through Christ you can do this. Let's go to John 14, verse 16. It says, I will ask the Father, and this is Jesus speaking, and He will give you another advocate. Other translations say comforter, helper, also translated as encourager, to be with you forever. But the advocate, the encourager, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. And He will remind you of everything I have said to you. The encourager was sent to encourage. He reminds us everything that Jesus spoke, everything that God has spoken. He reminds us of it daily. Verse 27, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. See, God sent Titus to encourage Paul. In the very beginning, remember 2 Corinthians chapter 7, God sent Titus to encourage Paul and to encourage the believers of that day. And God sends you and I to encourage one another. But see, God sent someone even greater. Not just to live with us, not just to walk with us, not just to talk with us, but to live inside of us. God sent an internal encourager that was sent to remind us of God's word daily. That was sent to encourage us day in and day out. God sent the Holy Spirit to be our ultimate encourager. And He was sent to encourage you day in and day out. But sometimes we forget. Sometimes we fail to remember the Word of God, right? And we're more discouraged than encouraged. And if we as leaders of the church struggle with discouragement, and we're paid to be Christians, right? Some of you will get that later. What's going on in the church? What's going on with you guys? If the devil's telling the preacher, you've got nothing left to say. You've already preached your greatest sermons. You're not really making a difference. You're not going to reach this city. If he's telling me that, what is he telling you? I can't imagine what he might be whispering in your ears this morning. I can't imagine what you might be believing. I can't imagine what he might be saying to you. Point number three. The greatest way to fight discouragement is with encouragement. See, when the devil speaks his lies the loudest, we need to speak the truth even louder. We need to speak the truth. We need to encourage ourselves when we're surrounded by discouragement. We need to stop listening to the discouragement and start speaking encouragement. So stop listening and start speaking. It's not enough just to read this word. It's not enough just to come to church and hear the pastor speak on this word. We have to speak this word. We have to speak it until we believe it. We have to speak it over our circumstances. We have to speak it until we encourage ourselves day in and day out. We have to speak it. We have to speak to our discouragement. I do it every single day. And I might look weird running down the road yelling at myself. And I look crazy in Walmart talking to myself. But it gets worse when I start taking back what the enemy has stolen. You can't have that, devil. Standing in line to be checked out. Give me that back, devil. This is mine. But then I start jumping up and down. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Is he under your feet this morning? We have to live like it. We have to encourage ourselves when we're discouraged. Everyone stand to your feet. I'm almost finished. But then when I'm in high V playing kung fu with the devil, it looks crazy. But sometimes we have to kick our discouragement to the curb. And there's some of you here today that need to put on your combat boots and kick the devil to the curb. Is he under your feet really this morning? It's not enough just to say it. We have to believe it. And we have to speak it day in and day out to our circumstances, to our situations. Can we drop the lights, please? Every single day, we have to speak to our discouragement. And the way you do that is to find a verse. You don't have to memorize the whole Bible. Just find you a verse to live on. Find something or make up a phrase. Mine is, through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can. And when doubt creeps in, when discouragement jumps on my back, I say my phrase. Through Christ, I can. When the devil begins to lie to me and tell me I can, I say my phrase. Through Christ, I can, devil. When the world says you're wasting your time, I say my phrase. Through Christ, I can. When doubt and fear creep in, when they flood my heart and my mind, I say my phrase. Through Christ, I can. And some of you need to get that down this day. It comes from Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. But see, I learned real quick, I can't start off the way that verse starts off. I can do all things because I learned I can't. I had to put through Christ first. Because I've tried. And I've tried. But when you put Christ first, you can do all things. He gives you the strength to overcome. He gives you the strength to keep going. He gives you the wisdom to take that step. He gives you the faith to take another step. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Some of you need to say, through Christ, I can. What's the devil been telling you can't do? In what area of your life has he been discouraging you? There was a lot packed into that little sermon today. So much power, so much that can change your life forever. If we can remember, but God, just two little words. And if we can remember to say them day in and day out, No matter what happens, no matter what's going on, no matter what's coming against me, if I'll just say, but God, and just give it over to God. Continue to be faithful, continue to serve, continue to walk forward. Don't run from the church, don't run from His people. Stay connected. And then if we'll find a verse or a phrase based on a verse, and say that day in and day out, through Christ, I can. Through Christ, I can overcome this. Through Christ, I can get through this. See, God sent me here today to encourage not just some of you, not just one of you, but every single one of you. There's some of you here that are discouraged and you don't even know it. The enemy's been telling you lies, and some area of your life you're discouraged in and you don't even feel it because you're believing a lie. But God wants to encourage you today. So let me ask you again, with your head bowed and your eye closed, what area of your life are you discouraged in? Don't let this be a wasted sermon. This isn't for your neighbor, which is so easy to just pass it off. That's for him, that's for her. But right now I want you to ask God, what are you trying to speak to me today, God? Not what is Joseph saying. Right now, speak to the Father. Father, what are you trying to say to me? What do you want me to get out of this sermon? Let's just be still just for a moment. Let's let God speak. I know this is uncomfortable for some of you. But the Bible says, be still. Wait on God. There's no reason that every single person in this place shouldn't get a word from God before we leave. Time to encourage ourselves. Father, you see. Father, you see the mom that's overwhelmed. Oh, God, there's so much hurt in her heart. Betrayed, walked out on. The enemy's discouraged her. She's even believed the lies of discouragement. God, the man that looks in the mirror day in and day out and says, I'm worthless. I'm not the provider I should be for my family. I'm not the husband I should be. I'm not the dad I should be. God, I pray that you would encourage him. God, that from this day, from this moment, he can start over and be the man of God that you've called him to be, to lead his family. God, I pray for the teenager that feels like they've messed up just too many times. There's no hope. You would encourage their heart. Show them the plan, God. Jeremiah 29:11. Write it on their hearts.